Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. And it is Wednesday night, 6:45 in the evening. Today is just one of those days where I just felt slowly losing enthusiasm, energy, and motivation. I don't know. It's just one of those days. And normally I don't share these kind of things on Audioboo, but, you know what? Well, let's try something different. I think I've finally reached my breaking point with the weather. Normally, sure, you know, you complain and how cold it is and, you know, oh, it's awful, but you know, it's something you have to do. You have to go outside. You have to get stuff done. And today was just one of those days where I thought, I really just don't want to get dressed to have to go outside because, once again, it is going to be in the minus today and tomorrow. Actual temperatures, I think it's supposed to be -2, which we've been -17 actual temperature. And I think I actually put that up in Instagram. But, you know, you think, okay, I can do this. And it'll probably be just, you know, a one-time thing. And spring is right around the corner. And then we got a burst of warm weather last week. And the big concern was flooding. It was like 40 degrees or 48 degrees. It was beautiful. And I think I had even posted something on Twitter. I know Stefano had answered about, you know, I'm ready to get my motorcycle out and start riding. And then today I had to get dressed and put two pairs of socks on and get gloves and hat and scarf and heavy coat as opposed to, you know, just a regular throwover jacket that I usually wear. And the bus that I am assigned this year, sad to say, has had a air leak right by the gas pedal. So you have frigid cold air blowing through the engine, through the actual chassis of the vehicle itself. The engine is not there. I sit on the engine because it is flat. So I sit kind of, I think, over the tire. Yeah, and the engine, because the doghouse is right there. I have to step up on the doghouse, which is the big hump, to get in my seat. But anyway, so cold air blows on my foot. So they haven't been able, you know, they seal it up, and then the cold air, you know, pushes whatever goo that they use, and it's just so cold. And it actually hurts. My feet usually warm up when I get home, you know, and you take all your clothes off, your coat and your boots and the extra pair of socks, and you kind of warm up and thaw out, and then it never really, my poor little toesies still hurt. And it's just, I'm just so tired of cold weather. It's, I think, really taken a toll out of me. And probably because this is like the first winter in maybe 4 or 5 years that I've actually had to go outside and do hardcore work like this. You know, getting up before the sun is up and... But one good thing is the sun is coming up sooner, I've noticed. But I will have to admit, my whole sense of being is just feels like it's been kicked in the stomach. So with that being said, I'm running out of time. I'm going to go take a hot shower and probably go to bed early. Later, Miss People.